Hi guys.
Hi guys.
We are back and better.
Welcome back to On the Sidewalk.
Yes, Sidewalk Shenanigans.
Yes, I am Chelsea.
I am Cash.
And today we're doing a full question and answer advice secrets.
A little gossip.
Whatever you guys wrote in, we're going to read it.
We're so excited. For the full episode. I love when y'all spill the tea. I'm thirsty.
What y'all got? Giving advice.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I mean, I don't take my own advice. I don't listen to other people's advice.
She don't.
But I can dish it out.
I can tell y'all that. You don't listen.
Where should we start?
Ooh, do you want to kick us off?
Sure.
Mine's not pulled up.
Let's start with short version.
What?
This is like the most crazy submission for a short version. What do you do when your best friend marries your ex and then blocks you? She really shortened that up to the most concise, crazy message I've ever received.
I don't know. What do you mean? What do you do? You don't do anything. You just kind of...
Her BFF married her ex and then blocked her.
Yeah, but when she's asking us, what do you do? Like, what can you do? Fuck her brother? Like, I don't, that's what I would do. But what if she doesn't have a brother?
Always the solution. Wow.
On a serious note, though, you can't do anything. Like, you let them live their lives. You wish them ill will, and then you move on.
But she's, like, so upset. She lost her best friend and her boyfriend. That's sad. Obviously, she can't do anything. They're married.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that.
She blocked her, so I think...
I don't know how to tell somebody what to do, but if she's asking, like, how do you heal from that or how do you move on from that, that's a different sort of thing, you know?
I mean, she's asking for advice.
Yeah.
So I would say, I mean, you're blocked. So
oh, no.
There's nothing you can do on social media. Like, facts. If your best friend blocked you, go ahead and block your ex, too. Just remove them all from your life. Remove them as followers if they're still following you. Whatever. Cleanse the feed. Cleanse the timeline of these people.
Yeah.
Of the energy. God, the universe, whoever you believe in, did you a favor by removing them, extracting them both from your life before it got worse. Mm-hmm. And live your best life. That's the best revenge. Period.
I agree.
Facts? Okay. You want to hit me with something?
Yeah, let me hit you with one. If a guy is slow to make a move, would you take control and make it first instead?
Are we talking like friend zone?
I don't know, babe. That's just the question.
Slow to make a move.
If a guy is slow to make a move, would you take control and make a move first instead? I think that depends. Is he slow to make a move or does he just not like you? That's
a big difference.
Because sometimes I hear women like, he's probably so scared. Or... maybe he's not making a move because he doesn't want to. But let's be positive. Let's say you know this man likes you and you guys flirt, but he hasn't taken initiative yet to ask you on a date. And you're like feeling a little nervous. Would I make the first move instead? I love making a first move and I love being bold and I love calling men out. But as I get older, I realize like I am never going to work hard to get a man. Like I am never going to be doing all the work because when you set that precedent, that is what you're set. You're setting the tone for your entire relationship with the man. So if you start dating him, then you are like, so now I say, back in the day, I would have said, yeah, girl, make the first move, women and pop. Now I say, absolutely not. Like if he doesn't have the balls to make the first move, he doesn't have the balls to date you and he doesn't deserve your time.
100% agree with everything that just came out of your mouth. I did that when I was younger too. And like we just said, both of us are like kind of in our masculine energy. Mm-hmm. But me getting older now, I'm trying to move away from that because I'm like, I have realized that that energy that I put out, being bold, making the first move, is the energy I get back. Soft boys in their feminine energy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't want that.
You get bitch boys back.
I want the guy that makes the move because if I do it first, I'm doing it forever. And I'm tired.
I'm so tired. I'm tired of making the first move.
I want a soft life.
And like I said, I am not scared of making a first move.
Me either.
I've had my fair share of making the first
move.
And sometimes when I'm bored, I'll go up to a guy just because I want to chat and chit chat and see if
I'll slide into a DM.
I'll slide into a DM or two.
I'll kiss you first.
I'll lean in. I'll grab your hand. But if it's someone that I'm actually interested in, I'm like, no, let's see if this man has the balls to approach me.
Yeah. So you decide what you want from him / from this future relationship and then decide if you want to make the first move based on what we just said.
Period. We didn't name our drink.
Oh my God, you're right.
This episode. Guys.
Today we have.
Ooh, guys, we have to name it on the spot. Okay, advice episode. We're chit-chatting.
The AMA?
No, that's boring.
Okay.
What about spill the tea?
No. Basic.
Okay. Oh, we hate each other.
You came for mine.
I'll come.
Okay.
Chit chat.
Chit chatting with Cash and Chels.
Ew.
That's what it sounded like. Bubbly. Bubbles and bullshit.
Bubbles and bullshit. We drinking bubbles and bullshit today. You ate that.
Because y'all are sending in some bullshit.
Eat, we were still hungry from chit chat.
Okay. I have feelings.
It's bad luck to cheers and not take a sip.
Excuse me, guys.
Mm. She didn't learn
anything. I can't have any more bad luck. I had enough in January and in 2023. I'm still having it.
I have to go to Jersey after this.
Okay. I have feelings for this man who lives in Brooklyn and I'm from Europe. He don't feel the same. Girl, what's the question? I'm sorry.
Girl, I'm waiting for the question too. I said so.
Sorry, you already know he doesn't feel the same?
Sir, wait. We have to go from the top. She lives in Europe.
I have feelings for this man who lives in NYC, Brooklyn, and I'm from Europe. He don't feel the same.
Great.
That's what she said.
So she lives in Europe.
Yeah.
He lives in Brooklyn and he don't want her.
Yep.
They live a world away.
Yep.
Girl, if you don't move on, like, what are we talking about? Like, what is going on?
First of all, I can tell you firsthand, European men here, Brooklyn men here.
Like, girl,
look Brooklyn in your own men neighborhood.
Are for the birds. If you don't go get you a euro and keep it stepping, girl, don't piss me off. That's crazy.
All of us here want a European man. So,
but if we're giving actual advice, like big sis advice, like, you're going to think that something unattainable, like, looks better, sounds better, is, like, more interesting. Maybe you're just bored with the Euro guys. Like, I get it because I'm bored with New York City men. But, like, at the end of the day, this man lives in New York City and you live in Europe. Even if he was interested, the odds of you guys being together is 2%.
No, because I could give it to her if she said we're in separate countries and he wants me so bad. You know, it's that he don't want me that I just can't get past.
Girl, it's the distance for me. Girl.
No, because you could get past distance. If he really wanted you.
Some people could.
And maybe she could if he
but
was,
I get what you mean, you know, yeah. But the fact that he doesn't want her, we should really be talking about something
The fact
else.
That you already know he doesn't want you is a, it's, you gotta move on, babe.
You gotta move on.
There's plenty of men out there in
plenty
Brooklyn.
Plenty of men. What is your main thing about a man, looks-wise, that you can't resist?
Can't resist.
Resist is such an intense word.
Ooh, that makes me all tingly. I want to find a man I can't resist.
God, that would be so nice. So, let me read it one more time. What is your main thing about a man looks-wise that you can't resist?
Looks-wise.
That I can't resist?
Oof.
I love, this is like such a childish answer because I'm supposed to be like biceps, thighs. No.
All right.
Something that I, oh yeah, that was really intense. Sorry, take this.
It's not a chicken. It's a man. Chicken. She's like thighs, legs, dark meat.
That's the clip.
It's not Popeyes. So,
I said my Popeyes order is, I like a thigh, a breast too. Don't play with me. I can have a breast. Queer.
That was good.
Ooh.
Okay.
That clip gonna eat on the internet.
What do you can't resist? Yeah,
sorry. So now to bring it back to like a beautiful place, I love kind eyes. Like, I cannot resist a man that looks at me with just so much love and admiration. Even if he doesn't know me. It's giving just like, I hate when men stare at me like I'm a piece of meat.
Ugh,
as
me
I
too.
Say,
as you talk about
dark meat.
That's funny.
But seriously though, I love kind eyes. Like when I'm talking to a man and it's just like a genuine connection,
right.
Genuine eye contact. Like you can tell that he thinks you're beautiful and it's not like, I want to rip your clothes off. It's like, I love the woman that you are. I think that is so attractive and irresistible.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes the window to the soul.
Come on.
Okay, there's a lot of things I like.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, can't resist though.
Yeah, can't like, resist is crazy.
Can't
I don't
resist.
Even know if eyes or kind eyes are I can't resist. I think they're just nice to have.
I'm gonna have to give more than one. I love a good smile. Like you got good teeth. Dimples will send me over the edge. Obviously you have to be hot, but like dimples are so fucking cute to me.
I don't even think I've ever seen a man with dimples.
They're so cute. A black man with dimples. And
I've
like,
never
cute.
Seen that in my life.
Oh my God, so cute.
I think I'd be putty.
Or if I've you have one, that. If you have one dimple. It's so cute. Some people have one dimple.
Some people do have one, yeah.
I like lips. That's a can't resist moment. Like if I'm dating you.
Can't resist. If they have perfect lips and the way that they, like I love the way someone articulates certain things. And if the lips are lipping, I got
it. It's like those two dates or one date or three dates, whatever, before I've kissed you, when your lips just look perfect, perfect and juicy. And I'm like, oh my God.
You got to take a bite at that point.
Whew. Oh man, I love a guy with good lips. Mm-hmm, big, juicy lips. Mm-hmm, not so big that they like take over my whole face. Since apparently I have small lips. But
I really don't know what's irresistible. I'm sitting here trying to think. Not me catching a stray. That's crazy. I told Chelsea once that her lips were small and I wasn't being rude.
And I can't
like,
let it go.
I was like, oh, you have like really cute small lips. Like her lips are cute and like small, but just like.
You said small.
I did say small. I sound like one of those girls that's like, oh my God, I love your like and being condescending, but I don't mean it like that. And I don't mean it like that. I love your cute
small lips.
Your lips are so small. Like
your boots are so teeny, like mosquito bites.
Chelsea has like Euro features. Like, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that. I understood what you meant about not having big, juicy black girl lips.
I never said you don't have big, juicy black girl lips. We gotta cut this out because you're about to have me fucking canceled.
Because you literally said you don't have big black girl lips. And I was like, I know what you mean and I know I don't have those.
I didn't say big black girl lips. I said you don't have full lips. Like
she used the word black girl lips.
I did not. She tried from the camera. I'm not trying to hide.
That is what you said.
I really did not say that. I just, because like.
Roll the tapes.
If there were tapes, roll them.
Men, eyes. I like their eyes too.
Yeah, I love eyes.
Like when they have a good eye color.
I don't know. I can't think of anything that I'm like, gotta have it.
It's lips for me.
Yeah, I think lips too.
And probably height.
I can resist height. The best orgasm I've ever had has been with a man that's under 5'8".
Well, it all evens out when you're laying down. I'm talking about seeing a man.
It does not, because the best orgasm I've ever had has been with a short guy. Short kings are like underrated.
I said it all evens out when you're laying down. Doesn't matter if you're tall. When you're
it does. Dead. It's different when you have sex with a tall guy. People love to say it all evens out. It does not. I'm fucking a tall man and I can tell when we're laying down. You're tallest, but you're big as hell.
Like, okay.
When people say that, I'm like, it ain't even.
Look, I was just saying that to make short people feel better. It doesn't even out. I am so tall.
Caught this bitch, y'all. I fucking caught this hoe.
No, but literally, like, depending on what position you're in, it matters if you're tall. Like, there's certain positions I do with tall guys that only work because I'm tall. Mm. Like, even the way you bend
Girl,
me
what
over.
What you be doing?
No, but I was saying, like, okay, bend me over. We're standing up. Like, because my legs are basically the same length as yours. Like,
It wouldn't work.
It fits. Or if you're 69.
Ooh.
You can't be this big and then the guy's 6'6". That wouldn't work. No Yay. Wonder people don't 69.
I mean, you could if you really reach.
It works out that I'm taller with tall guys. But they love to have these little tiny girls. So I don't know what happens when y'all have sex. Tiny
they
people.
Love little tiny girls. I don't know. I don't discriminate.
Okay. Well, I haven't ever had sex with anybody under 6'1".
Really?
Wait. Let me think about that. Hold on. I've only had sex with a handful of people. So that's like.
We get it. Your number's so small and dainty. Oh my God. She's like, I barely have sex. Like,
I'm practically a virgin. Look at me, my white outfit. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't had sex with anyone under 6 feet. Oh my God.
That is such a flex. That is so dope. The first guy, I didn't have my first orgasm until I was like, I think I was 23 or 24. I'm 28 now, so it wasn't that long ago. The guy was like 5'5 or 5'6.
You mean just during sex orgasm or orgasm? And
girl, during sex.
Oh my God. I was about to say, what the fuck?
Since I was 13. Be okay. Fucking real. But I did not need to say all that. Cut that out. But
the guy flicking my bean since I was 13.
Cut it.
That's the name of this episode. No. Flicking my bean since I was 13.
Yo, no.
You're wild for that one.
Oh, okay. I'm wild for that one. Okay. That was my turn. What you doing? That was crazy.
Was that my question?
Oh, that was mine.
You're lying.
Sorry. You go. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Crazy. How do you get a guy to move you out of the friend zone when you know he likes you but he's too afraid? This is kind of like what you just said. How do we know he likes you?
Girl, you grabbed the words and took them right out of my mouth because
like, sorry.
How are you so convinced that this man
She's
likes you?
Sure. Did he tell you I like you? Because how are you in the friend
she
zone?
She goes, well, he texts me in the morning. When I text him at night, he'll text me back in the morning and say, sorry, I missed your text. He likes me. Like, girl, how do we know?
How do you get him to move you out of the friend zone when you know he likes you, but he's
too
afraid?
If a man wanted you out of the friend zone, you would be out of there. He's not scared, babe. He just doesn't want you out of the
friend zone. No, but I did a poll on my story and I was like, do you think, because somebody else had asked me something similar that was like, should I go for it? Like maybe the guy's just too nervous. And a lot of people replied and were like, yeah, guys are like, that does happen. Like the guys are nervous. But I'm like, I just feel like it's so obvious when a guy likes you, but maybe there are shy guys, like a lot of them.
Yeah, I guess if I'm really thinking about it and like a...
In that situation, it was a coworker.
Yeah. Because I know like I've had guy friends that are like, ugh, like I'm just too nervous. Like if I make this move, it's going to ruin our friendship or like, so right. I've heard of situations and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just, I still stand 10 toes down on like, if a man wants you, he would try. And I don't want a man that doesn't try.
Just go for it because you got nothing to lose. They're in the friend zone. She didn't take their best friends. This isn't her best friend in the world. So like make a move and then you'll find out if he really does like you or not. If he doesn't, you could just move on. Like, I'd rather
just... That's contradicting what we literally said earlier about not making moves on men.
Yeah, but that's her decision. This is the friend zone.
Oh,
that's facts. Different than making moves on... Making the first move when you're dating somebody. I think... I would rather just know, find out if he likes me
or not. Yeah, if she's crushing on him and she's like, every single night you're worried about this man, I get you too. I right. make a move too.
I'm like, just get it over with.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So if we're talking about like dating and, you know, making moves and stuff like that, stand 10 toes down on what we said before. But if this is just teeter totter back and forth, you guys flirt, but you don't really know what's going on, I would just make the move too because I don't got time for all that as well.
But she seems so confident and sure that he likes her back. So that's why I'm like, just make a move.
Yeah.
Like make an obvious sure yeah. move.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
Okay. Is it wrong to choose to date or not date someone based on their career?
Ooh.
That one's juicy.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's wrong.
I think it's personal preference, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
It's not wrong if you know what you want and you're confident about what you want and somebody isn't. Then you just have to stand firm in that decision that you made. Like, you might be limiting your options and you might be judging a book by its cover.
I will absolutely judge a book by its cover when it comes to certain career choices.
Like, I agree.
Just because I know myself and I know what I want, and certain career choices wouldn't match up with that. If I met a guy and he was great and he's like, I am a stripper. I do have some events going on. I'm a really good guy. I'm just doing it to get through law school. All of that is fine, but I will not be dating you.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be something so dramatic as that. Like,
great. I'm an accountant.
No, but I mean, like, right. Or like, I'm a comedian. I'm on the road and I work late nights. Like, if that just doesn't fit with your lifestyle and you're judging them just because of their career choice, if it doesn't fit with you, it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Like, but it's different between being judgment. Like, it depends on what's the reason. Like, if she's eliminating people just because of their job choice, like, is it just because you're being judgy because they're a trash man? Or, like, a janitor? Like, you just don't respect that they do that for work? Or you just want someone with money to take care of you?
Yeah, I guess there's fine lines within that. But I also think, like, if it's something that you want to do, I'd, like, live your life. Like, I don't think it's wrong.
I don't think it's
if
wrong. You're being,
but then what I always say is, like, what you dish, you have to be to take. So if someone's judging you for your career, you absolutely cannot be like, ugh, ew, when you've been judging Tom, Dick, and Harry about their job.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, whatever you dish, you have to be able to take.
That's true. So I hope you have a good job, girl.
Right. No, that is really what it comes down to.
Maybe she does, though, because it sounds like, no offense, she's up on her high horse judging other people's jobs.
Yeah. So she must be like, I can. And
yeah.
Will.
I can judge you and I will not accept you if you don't have this job. That's fine.
And that's
your
cool
choice.
Too.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. At that point, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. I have a straight guy that wrote in.
We love when men write in for
guys,
advice.
This is rare. He says, how do I impress a woman on a first date?
10 out of 10, the very first thing that you should be doing is being a gentleman. We talked about like chivalry.
Yes.
Like if you're opening her doors, if you're like, you order first when the waiter comes over, like those little things, texting her the day of the date and saying, can't wait to see you or see you tonight. Looking forward to our date tonight. Like so many little things you can do to impress her and set up the date.
I think it starts with before the first date even begins impressing me.
Yeah, that's like, exactly what I said. Text her in the morning.
I'm impressed by you already having a reservation and making a plan without having like me having to guess about anything. Mm-hmm. Like women are impressed by you taking the initiative, making the plan and being like, hey, I have a reservation here. Here's the link. Do you like it? Okay. How's 8 p.m. for you? Like that's hot. I'm already impressed.
So hot.
And you're already out. You're already above 9 out of 10, guys. If you did
you
that.
Already started so hot.
Yeah.
And then to go back to what I just said about texting the day of the date, like so many women will make a date with a guy on a Monday and the date's supposed to be on Friday and she will not hear from the guy. Go to the reservation that they talked about on Friday without hearing from him Friday morning.
Yeah, that's
wild. You could
wild.
Never ever catch me doing that. I think that is insane.
Yeah. But on the actual date, I mean, like you said, be a gentleman, like, you know, pull out her chair. Don't like force it if it's not authentic for you. Like, or don't force yourself to like be like, stay in the car while I go around and open the door for you. Like, make sure it is genuine and it fits. Mm-hmm. And then on the actual date, I just feel like, I know it's cliche to be like, just be yourself, but it's like people get so caught up and like freaked out by first date. And it's like, it's just a conversation. Mm-hmm. You don't know her. She doesn't know you. Just mm-hmm. have a normal conversation and be yourself and see if you guys vibe.
I think active listening is always so freaking attractive on a date. Oh,
that's good too.
Because there's like listening and the guy's like, you know, like he's staring at you with dead eyes. And I'm like, no, like actively listen to me. Ask me questions to show that you're listening to what I'm saying. Like
Right. Share
things about yourself instead of just like receiving all the information from me. If you follow these tips, you're going to impress her.
Yeah. And don't just talk about yourself the whole time. Like ask questions about her. And like you said, active listening. Don't just listen to respond.
Period.
What you got? What
Next
you got?
Question.
Next
question. I have a question from a guy as well.
Ooh.
Vincent said, thoughts on white guys? Oh, this is juicy for you.
I haven't ever dated a white guy before. I'm not opposed. I'm not saying they don't want me, but like it hasn't come up.
Not it hasn't come up. That is so funny.
I like when white people are like, no, I've never dated black people. It just hasn't come up. I'm like, hasn't come up in your whole life?
Like you've never ever seen a black woman.
Or like I didn't grow up in a white ass suburb.
Literally.
I'm more attracted to men of color. Like that's who I pursue. That's who I would like to be with.
Answering this is so funny.
But if you find, you find.
If you find, you find. And that's all I gotta say.
I would totally go into a white boy era.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in a very small town, Lockport, right outside of Buffalo. Why am I telling people exactly? Damn.
On the corner of. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I'm like, oh, go Bills. People are like, bitch, what? Because I never talk about Buffalo. But anyway. So, you know, I was dippling and dabbling in white boys and stuff. And yeah, I just, if you find, you find. I love an attractive man that's a sweetheart with kind eyes. I don't really care what skin tone you are.
You know how people say that some black girls just look like they date white guys? Oh, I was gonna ask you if I looked like it, and you look like it.
I look like that?
No, I'm genuinely thinking.
Oh,
you don't look like you wouldn't.
That I wouldn't date a white guy?
Yeah,
yeah. I smell like I probably could.
I don't think I look like I would necessarily. I mean, you tell me. But I think people judge off of voices, and I think we both have like
with your head shaved. It's giving, could possibly date a mixed race white boy, but he would have to have a lot of money. That's what you were giving.
Wait, he's mixed white? He's
like,
mixed with.
Like he's mixed white. Like he's not just a white boy.
He's like a bunch of whites.
Like mixed German. Race and white. So he's like white and then his daddy Puerto Rican or something.
Oh.
Like, or he's white and then, you know, his.
So he's mixed.
Yeah. But it has not like a mixed boy, like he has to be mixed with white.
Right.
You can be mixed with a bunch of different things and not be white.
Yeah. But so then he's not a white boy.
I know. I'm just making sure to say you look like with a shaved head that you would be dating a mixed white boy.
Interesting.
But with these braids, you dating whites. That's
what I'm kidding. Braids era is giving white boys?
No,
you know
not
who
all
I could
braids.
See myself, just me. You know who I could see myself with? A redhead.
Ew.
Oh, I think.
Cut that. Wait, say it again so I can react in a different
no.
way.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know who? No.
I'm gonna pee.
I.
No, say what you were gonna
okay.
say.
Okay.
You have to say it because that was so fucked. Go ahead.
Mm. Okay. You know who I could see myself with?
Who?
A ginger.
Oh.
I hate you. you. No, but you know, there's like a whole like, I feel like there's a whole community of like black girls with gingers specifically. This is very specific. I think redheads are hot.
When I was in Barcelona, I met this white boy and he's redhead, like he had a red beard, red hair. He was handsome.
Let me show you this man I just matched with on Hinge.
Okay. Yeah, let me see.
He's a redhead. I think he's hot. I'm into redheads and baldies.
I love a bald man.
I like a bald guy.
I love a bald man.
When they're hot.
Bald men always have a little extra sauce to them.
That's God's way of God's giving them here. A little something, something.
Stay here. Let me see.
No, that's a bad picture.
Not the...
Okay, I think he's cute. He looks like he would like... Can you see us walking next to each other though? Like he looks fashionable.
I get when he has the hair. I get like where you're coming from, but this man has literally... I don't know. I
not the shaved head.
I see because he has like a tapered fade on the sides. So yes. You know he's a little saucy.
Yes, yes.
So I get it. And he's built like, I don't know.
White boys with a fade and tattoos. Mm-hmm. That's hot.
I get what you mean.
Okay. Thanks for giving me that. That one.
Okay. That cut's gonna be funny because my face that zoomed in was like.
Was that my question?
What was the question?
How to impress a woman on a first date. And then did we ever get past that? Oh, yours was white boys.
Yes, so it's you.
Should I tell this secret? Somebody sent in their secret.
Yeah, what is it?
Secret. My pad fell out of my dress at church onto the pews, and I only realized once I left.
That's disgusting.
Oh my. Cash.
I am trying to praise the Lord, and I'm like,
you look over stepping, and you see
whatever. And I step down, and I am stepping. That is
you
crazy.
Don't step on it. It's on the pews.
What's a pews?
The rows, the seats. It's in a seat.
Oh, I envisioned that it was on the ground.
Oh, I envisioned it in the pews.
Oh, she literally just popped out.
It fell
and
out. I hope it was a light flow day.
So at the end of the day, it's natural. Well, not to have that pop out, but like, you know, pews are natural.
Have you ever had a pad fall out?
I don't wear pads.
Me either, but you know, we all wore pads in the beginning.
God, I think I stopped wearing a pad when I was in high school.
Me too. That was like a when you first don't know how to put in a tampon yet, and then you wear pads in the like beginning, and then you figure out a tampon and you never wear a pad again.
Yeah.
I mean, no judgment, girl.
No judgment, yeah.
No, some people have to wear pads because they have so much heavy flow and wide set vagina.
Yeah, sometimes it's like they have heavy vaginas. Girl.
I said a heavy flow and a wide set vagina. Have you ever seen Mean Girls? We're not cutting that. That's funny.
I have seen it. I hate that line.
But respectfully, how do you not realize the pad's not there anymore? Because they're so big and bulky.
She must have really been praising the Lord.
She was really enthralled.
She said, you know.
Didn't even realize until she got back to her car.
The choir was lit that day.
Wow.
How do I get over my ex? Did we do that one?
No. I mean. It's
okay, let me go because this girl is feeling okay. So for me, right, what I would say.
I was about to say something bad.
I know you were. Girl, let me take the reins for a second. What I always say when people are struggling to get over their ex, it's like you have to like look at the relationship without the rose colored glasses. Like you're like, we were so good together. No, you weren't. He's your ex-boyfriend. You guys weren't that good together. And if you were, if you say like you had a great relationship, you guys still broke up. Like there's still things about that man that like you weren't getting to fulfill you in some way. So I think it's one of those things where you have to stop like romanticizing the relationship and look at it for what it was. And you'll get over it.
I mean, that's a lot easier said than done, obviously. Like it's easy when you look back
it
and
takes
you like
time.
You think like, about all the good times and you forget about all those damn fights.
The lonely night.
Yeah. If you got broken up with, which I feel like it kind of sounds like, because how do I get over my ex sounds like they dumped you. Just think about it as like an ick. Like if that man broke up with you, like he broke up with you Like, imagine breaking up with me. Like, ew. Like, how could you even want him anymore if he chose to break up with you? Because that's so gross. That's my advice. I don't know how to get over exes because I'd be over him before I break up with him.
Period. Like, when I also think, like, when a relationship runs its course, like, you know, mourn it, RIP, give yourself a day or two, maybe a week if it's been a little bit longer. But I will say, like, certain, like, I think, like, I never mourn a person. I mourn what it could have been. If
a lot of people do.
You know what I mean? So for me, I'm never like, oh, I miss Gerald. I'm always like, oh, I kind of miss, like, what Gerald and I could have been in 10 years if we would have gotten our shit together and followed our careers. Like,
you know what I miss is, like, the friendship. Because
I'm not really friends with
you know, guys. I don't really have guy friends. But, like, when I'm in a relationship, like, that person is my best friend. Like, we're silly, goofy around each other. We're, like, you know, completely and totally ourselves. Like, I miss having a person to do that with. And I miss, like, the friendship. So when I think back on it, I'm not, like, I don't actually miss that person, because I do. But I also miss the potential that I made up for them. I also miss the friendship that we had.
I agree.
Yeah.
I hate losing people. Like, you know what I mean? If I have, like, a bond with you and it's special and we created all these memories, especially, like,
right,
in certain relationships, like, you go through so much with that person.
Yeah.
And then you just never talk to them again.
Right.
Like, that concept for me is crazy. It's, like, another reason why I have such commitment issues, because I'm like, I'm supposed to date you, tell you everything there is to know about me. You're supposed to know me ins and out, literally. And then one day we talk and the next day we never talk again, ever?
No, that's why I say it's like a death, because it's like crazy. And then you're supposed to just like not think about all those times that you have with that person. And people think you're like crazy for being like, oh yeah, me and my ex did this, or like bring up your ex, when it's like, they were kind of a part of my life, a large part of my life for 5 years. So there's 5 years of life where I did all of these things that I'm not supposed to think about anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard.
It is hard. It's really, really hard.
Yeah. You want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
How do you feel different in your 30s than you do in your 20s?
How do you?
I mean, I'm fresh in 30s. It's not like I'm a seasoned 30-something.
No, literally. I was like, aren't you literally 30?
No, 31, but yeah.
Okay, 31 is still like you're
I've
in
been
there.
I've been in it for a year.
Yeah.
Dip the toe in, maybe a calf.
Dip the toe is crazy.
The foot. I feel like everyone, and I kind of talked about this on Vulnerable, but I feel like everyone is like, 20s are your messy years. You're supposed to be a mess. You're supposed to be figuring everything out, dating. You don't know who you are. You experiment. You don't have money, blah, 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 blah. But your 30s, that's when you figure everything out. And that's when you're confident. And that's when you this. And I'm like, the 30s are just like a better dressed, slightly more money version of your 20s.
That's what I keep hearing.
Like, do I have my entire life figured out in my 30s when I was just 29 not that long ago? No. Like, do I have a little bit more money and know a little bit better who I am and like what I want, especially out of like men and relationships? Yes. But like, obviously that comes with age, not just like boom from your 20s into your 30s. All of a sudden you downloaded all this knowledge into your head. Yeah. It's not like Spark Notes. Like, you just keep learning every year you get older. So in my 40s, yeah, I'll have learned more and experienced more. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's some like drastic thing. And maybe people like ask that and want to know that because they're like struggling and drowning in their 20s. And like, okay, I hope it gets better at 30s.
I know. That's what I keep hearing whenever I hear someone in their 20s, especially like late 20s, talking about their 30s. Like, I guess for me, like, I'm 28 and I think about my 30s and I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, fuck, two more years. Like, I'm going to be 30 soon. Like, I'm so excited to continue the evolution of life and just to see the woman that I keep evolving into. So I think like, I think I'm a late bloomer in a lot of things because like last year I made seen the most money that I've seen. Right.
And right.
Like, growing up and having a family with no money, like last year I blew through so much money. Mm. And I think I needed that to like really understand, okay, before I'm in my 30s, right, when I'm making like, or even this year, I feel like it's going to be a really big year for me. It's like, okay, I did that one dumbass year where I spent so much fucking money. Yeah. I want to kill myself. But it's like, I think, yes, it's for figuring things out. But I think in your 30s is when like you take those life lessons from your 20s and then you continue to evolve in a different way. But you're still figuring things out in your 30s. Right. I don't know why people act like, all right, I'm 30. Shit's lit.
Figured
like,
out.
And I know a lot of women like are single in their early 30s, mid 30s. Yeah. Like,
especially
a lot
in big
of people,
cities.
In big cities. Yeah. A lot of people don't find their people until like their mid to late 30s. And that's normal. So I'm just kind of like, I don't understand the whole stereotype of like you figure it out in your 30s.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of more like maybe you didn't know what you wanted, or maybe you just weren't ready to stand in that and be confident in it. And in your 30s, you start to be more confident about like these people aren't for me. These are my boundaries. I don't give a fuck if people like me back. Like, it's just like you're more leaning into that the older you get.
Yes, 1,000%. I feel that.
That's how I feel. But I mean, I'm liking it. I like 30s.
Yeah.
I've been waiting my whole life to finally be like, I don't give a fuck.
You have like a different like air to you. You do. Because I met you in your 20s. Like, you have this different like, it's like a different sort of like sex appeal. It's one of those things where it's like, I'm not saying you looked for validation from other people, but when I first met you, you like oozed this. I've never told you this.
I was about to say, what are you about to say?
Yeah, when I first met you, it's not like a bad thing, but you like oozed this energy of like, because I met you in a period of time where like a lot of your friends were finding love and you were in that whole like, I like want a relationship type, because you were on The Bachelor, surrounded by Bachelor people.
Right.
And we used to talk about relationships all the time and you really wanted that because you were surrounded by that. And then it's like you have this energy about you where you are in that point of your life again where you want a partner, but it's so different. Like, it's like one of those things where it's like, you know that you're going to find your partner. You know exactly what you want, but it's not giving that like, I yearn for that. It's more like, I want it and it'll happen. It's like a different sort of energy. I can't explain it.
Yeah. I mean.
But also like being on The Bachelor and being in that community is probably where a lot of that came from.
I was about to say, when you're surrounded by like this idea that you have to find your person right now.
And everybody's getting engaged.
Everyone's asking.
Yeah.
Like everyone's asking like, everything about your dating life because blah, blah, blah. And then all of your friends are getting engaged around you. Like, yeah, it becomes your sole focus. But yeah, I feel like now that I've stepped out of that, like zoomed out a bit, it's yes, I still want it, obviously. But it's not like.
I feel like you took that pressure off yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Well.
This was a great episode.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Whether you're on the sidewalk.
Or in the streets.
Or in the house.
You're always welcome here.
Yay!
I got it. If you guys want to find us, you can watch the full episodes on YouTube.
Yes.
At On the Sidewalk
Pod.
at On the Sidewalk Pod on Instagram, TikTok, and then find us at Chelsea Vaughn.
At Cachet Profit.
Perfect.
We love you guys.
We'll see you next episode.
Bye.
Bye.